The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door at any time from anywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's not easy to get into Syria's war zone, but CBS's Clarissa Ward did.
They call themselves the Medical Battalion, but even the most senior member of the team, who goes by the name Shamel, isn't a doctor.
More after this from Charlie. CBS's Clarissa Ward has a close-up look at the rebels trying to overthrow the Assad regime in Syria, in a civil war that the Syrian government is determined to win regardless of the human cost. The job of the rebels' medical battalion is to keep up best it can.
This is our job, my job, so I must help people.
Clarissa met the man who runs it. He goes by Shamel, not Dr. Shamel, as it turns out, because he was arrested as a rebel supporter just as he was about to graduate.
So you have given radios to all these different towns. They call you when they have a problem.
Yes.
And then you go.
Yes.
2 weeks ago, the call came from a town called Kafar At-Takarim.
The members of the medical battalion carried out as many of the wounded as they could. Many were children caught in the crossfire.
The medical battalion also has to treat civilians, because when you're fighting a dictatorship and the government runs the hospitals, when the rebels take a town, the hospitals close.
It was night before we were able to try to sneak through. The team turned off the headlights as we raced past the Syrian army's checkpoint. They're building makeshift clinics as fast as they can smuggle supplies across the border with Turkey. But there is one shortage that they can't overcome.
We need doctors, especially surgical doctors.
Why can't you find more doctors?
Frankly, a lot of doctors scared.
I think I can understand that. By the way, Clarissa is back safely in London. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.